Hey, welcome to Athlete on Fire. I'm Scott Jones, your host. Thank you guys for joining me today, wherever you might be in the world. Man, it's so cool that podcasting and just the internet is allowing us to reach the far corners of the earth. I know, you know, although the States is where Athlete on Fire is listened to the most, in a close second is the UK, followed by Australia, followed by about 160 other countries, which is pretty darn cool that we've been all over the world in that manner. We've also been all over the world in sharing stories about athletes and with athletes that are doing pretty cool things. Today we do have an agenda really quick though. If you guys want to check out athleteonfire.com, that's where you can listen to and follow all the other podcasts. We are on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, if you guys are listening to this, we don't ask for much, but if you could go give a review on Athlete on Fire on the iTunes, it does help us get out to more people. That would be awesome. I'm Scott Jones, your host. Today we're going to dive into injury, and it's going to be we're going to do a series on injuries and the way that we think about them. You know, there are tons of resources out there that help us prevent injuries and help us deal with the post-injury rehab. Not a lot of it's talking about the mentality of diving back into your sport or to your recreation that you love after you've been injured. And luckily, from a career of training athletes and working with athletes after they're done with physical therapists, I feel like I'm somewhat of an authority on getting people mentally right to get back out there and compete at a high level, or at least at a high level for themselves, which is pretty interesting. So we're going to talk about ways to think about injury after it's happened. And I have 5 to 500 different points on this, but for every show coming up in the next week or two, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to break down one aspect of it. So that'll be fun today. And then we're going to talk about the benefit of working and training and working out early in the day. What are some physical benefits, but really what are some of the psychological benefits in meeting and reaching your goals when motivation is such an important part of the journey that you might be on? It's been an important part of the athletes that we bring on. So, you know, when we deconstruct and take athletes who have the benefit of training 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and we take the best practices from those guys and we apply them to everyday recreational athletes like ourselves, it's pretty interesting. So we're going to talk about the importance of getting a good start, getting out there and working, have a couple examples, a good one from the high school group that we were working with yesterday. Pretty interesting. So we'll dive into that in a second. My name is Scott Jones, like I said, and we've been doing this for 3 or 4 years, and we're here to bridge gaps. So hopefully you guys will learn at least something every episode. If not, maybe you'll be a little entertained. But yeah, let's dive in. So really quick. So today is Tuesday. I recorded this whole show yesterday, and for some reason my computer was not being very nice, and it jumbled up the audio. It sounded like crap, so I had to re-record it. Every Tuesday in the summer, I head up to the mountains with my two little boys. I have a 6 and a 3-year-old. And today's special because I just picked up my cousins. I flew my cousins out from West Virginia, and they're going to be exploring the state. They have no idea what they're doing. They're actually sitting in the main living room of my house right now playing with my boys. They have no idea how ragged I'm going to run them. And they won't listen to this. I doubt they'll listen to this. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'll have a lot of adventures and hopefully maybe a roadmap if you guys ever visit Colorado with young teenage kids. These girls are 14 and 17, and yeah, it's going to be a good time. So about to do that adventure. Really excited. I love creating adventures out of nothing. It's just a blast. So I want to get into the topic today. First of the benefits of working early in the day. So I'll speak to runners and endurance athletes a lot, but it applies to anybody. It applies to strength and conditioning and performance across the board. One of the benefits is there's a recovery aspect. When you wake up and you hydrate and you get something in your stomach and you go out and you hit a goal for the day, whether it's a strength set or a run set or a swim or a bike, whatever it might be, you hit that goal before your workday starts, before your really bulk of your day starts. You come back. You rehydrate, you get a good meal in you, and you get off to your day. And what happens more often than not is you recover, and by the end of the day, you know, after work, whatever you're doing that day, you feel like you've got more energy. And it's a benefit. You can take advantage of the energy by getting after it again and adding some more miles, or you can get into the things that most people aren't taking the time for, which is their prevention and their mobility and their strength training, which is huge. So you know how it feels. Like if you wake up and you just don't, you don't get after it and you don't get to your set or to your workout early and it's on your mind all day long. And sometimes you miss it because the day just drags on and life gets in the way a little bit. And by the time you get to that 5 or 6 o'clock workout, the intensity is not there, then the motivation needed to get going is tougher because you have the allure of sitting on the couch, popping in some Netflix and sipping on some wine or whatever you might do. If you know that you have already banked your goal for the day, it's just so much more rewarding to say, okay, I don't have to do anything right now, but if I go and do a hip set, a good mobility hip set, then it's going to add to my durability. If I go do a good stretching session or Pilates or yoga, it's going to add to my mobility or to my overall compounding fitness interests, if you will. So there's just a huge benefit psychologically and physically on being able to take care of the things that you typically don't. So early in the day, so yesterday we were, me and my partner, one of my business partners out here, we work with a high school out here, and it's a bunch of, typical high school kids. There's volleyball, football, basketball, track. It's the whole school strength and conditioning program. And we're about halfway through the workout, and some of the kids who look like legit athletes were just struggling. We're like, man, these guys look like the leaders on the team. Why are they struggling? So me and my buddy Thal, we just cut them off in the middle of the session, and we start doing a hand raise. All right, who ate breakfast? 3/4 of the kids rose their hand. It's 9:30 in the morning. It's not like it's right when they wake up. All right, so you didn't eat breakfast. Obviously, that's why you're struggling. That's why you're struggling. Now, what did you guys eat? Somebody ate Tyson's fried chicken, something like that. It's like chicken strips anymore. So we're like, no, that's never going to be a good option. A couple of the kids had oatmeal and a banana, and it was great. Like to a T, there's probably 15 kids in there. To a T, the kids who ate well, and prepared and fueled well were the ones that were doing better, even if they didn't look as they're like the better athletes. It goes across the board. So it was pretty interesting. But keeping that in mind when you get those early sets in, when you get those early sessions in. But with those guys, why it's important and cool is they get the strength set in. And then in the afternoons in high school football, they do 7-on-7. So it's a lot of skill work. It's a lot of stuff that's important for their actual positions. And they have the juice because they've recovered throughout the day, but they're still getting stronger. And it's just important. And this goes with every sport. It's important to work on the things that you have to do, but it's also important to work on the things that are really good for you, the things that you should be doing. Like for runners, the thing that we want to do is go run trails. The things that we should be doing is glute medius work, hip mobility, core, and flexibility. Those things are going to keep us more durable and make the stuff that we like doing that much better. The example I always use is a basketball player. If you go in there and you just start shooting threes all day and you can make everything, that's great in practice. But if you don't get more explosive, if you don't get quicker, if you don't get stronger, it doesn't matter because you can't get your shot. You can't get open to make it happen. So it's kind of just a big pitch, a big pitch on getting stuff done early in the day so you can recover. So later in the day, you can do the things that are going to make you that much better, that much more finely tuned than your competition. So pretty cool. All right, so that's kind of working out early in the day. So injuries, we're going to talk about injuries a lot. And a lot of it has to do with me talking with athletes that are injured, some that are used to it, some that are not, and just being able to frame what the mentality is when you get injured. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is the fact that oftentimes the injury, it's on you. You did something wrong, whether it was conscious or not. A good example is stepping on a root when you're out for a run. Usually that comes down to you not paying attention. It comes down to a focus and a concentration issue. That acute injuries are on you as often as chronic injuries on you. Now the chronic ones are harder to pick out, if you will, especially if you're just a lay athlete getting out there just trying to put the time in. But if you have iliotibial band syndrome, that is on you because you've created imbalances, whether it's sitting too much at a desk, not focusing on increasing the strength and mobility in your glutes. Or if it's a mobility thing, if it's a biomechanic thing, if your form just isn't tuned up like it needs to be, then you've probably created the issue. You've probably created that situation, and it sucks to admit that an injury is on you. And they're not always on you, but they usually are. But this is when you go back to the drawing board. Okay, if this is because of me, then when I have healed, what am I going to do differently so that this injury isn't happening? Am I going to hire somebody to teach me how to run properly? Am I going to hire somebody to show me the exercises that are going to make a difference based on the movements and the movement patterns that I already have? I think, you know, with anything that we do recreationally that we want to do at a high level, taking the information that we know from the science and from people who've studied it, taking the information that we know from the athletes that are doing the 8 to 10 hours a day, your professionals and your Olympians, and applying it to everyday athletes in the most efficient manner ever is really important. What you're really paying for when you hire somebody to do this stuff is to make your life more efficient. You're squeezing out the information from elite athletes and you're applying it to a schedule that doesn't allow for 8 hours a day. And that's important. Now, if there are things that are pretty obvious that you can fix, then it's a matter of application and the motivation to apply those things. That's why I talked about the ability to create time in your day by getting stuff done early in the day so that you can work on the mobility in the core and the preventative stuff. All of these preventative things lead to performance anyway. So if you can, if it's an obvious thing for you, if it's an acute injury, you step on a foot, you step on a root or something, that's different. But there is a buildup that you can have coming back to get better, to focus better. But if it's something chronic and it's obvious, then it's just application. Okay, I know that my glute medius is weak. I've got to work on this. What are two or three exercises I can do every other day that will make this muscle stronger so it stabilizes me during my movements so that this doesn't happen again? So that's the thing. When you guys are getting injured, it's going to happen. But once we admit that it's kind of our fault in a certain way, based on how we're doing things, what steps are we going to take so that it won't be our fault in the future? How can we eliminate all of the things that point to you as the culprit of your injury so that the chances of getting hurt in the future are way less? And that's number one on injury. How do we frame what we think about our injury after it happens? If it's all just, you know, just poor luck or bad luck, then we're never going to do the things to get better. And I think that can help a lot of you guys. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I gave her two or three ways to frame how she thought about her injury. There's really an opportunity to get better as an athlete when you get hurt. So let's listen to those cues. Let's seek out the advice when it makes sense, and let's get better so next time it doesn't happen as often. Of course, guys, this is what I do. If you guys have questions on the training, if you have questions on performance, I've worked with over 20 or 30,000 hours of clients in the last 15 years. I love troubleshooting and figuring out how to come off of injuries or how to get creative when we are hurt to make our training interesting still, even if we can't do the thing that we really love. So just shoot me an email. It's scott@athleteonfire.com. I don't very often pitch my training services on the show, but I just think, I don't know, I've just had so many people reach out and have questions about their own injuries lately and not really know how to get back into it efficiently. So I'd love to help you out, guys. Also, there's one thing that you guys have to remember at the end of every one of these shows. It's something that I truly believe. It's what Athlete on Fire was based on and started from. It's the genesis. It's the concept of the fact that everyone is an athlete. So just keep that in mind, guys. Everyone is an athlete. You've just got to treat yourself like one, and you've got to see yourself as an athlete by putting the time in, putting the effort in. It's huge. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. I'm heading up to the mountains to beat this 95 degrees. I'm sure a few of you would love to be where I'm at. And if you ever are in Colorado, hit me up. I'd love to take you up. Appreciate it. Till next time, Scott Jones, Athlete on Fire.